Dr. Kopinski, and I, dictating and I mean a female name, Hadiyah, H-A-D-I-Y-A-H, Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Hadiyah Davis is a 44-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on an unspecified date. Appears she was using both arms to help a passenger who fell on the bus. But as a result, she believes she injured her left shoulder but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, in January 2023. Period, this made her better, and she completed care in approximately June of 2023. Period, this, that is normal. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Davis alleges an occupational exposure from 1/1/18 through the present caused permanent injury to the left shoulder and arm. Period, it was described that she had, quote, constant and repetitive work, period, end quote. Treatment records show she was seen at Occupational Health on 1/15/19 with an injury date of 11/18/18. Period, she stated she was picking up a passenger who fell on the floor and injured her left shoulder, period. She took a leave with some relief. Period, she was diagnosed with a strain of the left rotator cuff and was cleared for full duty and use of a leave. Period. She followed up and was seen again on 2/8/19. Make that 2/5/19. Period. She was referred for physical therapy and an MRI. Period therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. She was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation on 2/26/19. Period, new paragraph on 2/19/19. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. DeMaret. Period, she related helping lift up a passenger who had fallen on the floor and felt a sharp pain develop in the left shoulder that worsened over the next 24 to 48 hours. Period, she was scheduled to get an MRI the following day. Period. X-rays in the office revealed no acute bony injury. Period, there was good joint space and good alignment. Period, Dr. DeMaret diagnosed left shoulder sprain concerning for injury to the rotator cuff, comma, labrum, comma, or biceps. Period. He did concur with the plan for an MRI. Period, this was done on 2/20/19 to be inserted. Period, she followed up with Dr. DeMaret over the next several weeks. Period, on 3/5/19, they reviewed the results of the MRI. Period, he also gave her a corticosteroid injection to the subacromial space without complication. Period. She followed up with him through 4/16/19. Period. New paragraph. On 9/14/19, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G. Period. She had some improvement in the interim, but remains symptomatic. Period. She was then referred for an MRI of the left shoulder. Period. This was done on 11/2/22 to be inserted. Period. She followed up to review those results. Period. New paragraph on 1/3/23. She was evaluated by Dr. Baccaro, B-A-C-A-R-R-O. Period. He cleared her for anticipated surgery, period on 1/23/23. Dr. Wong performed arthroscopy of the left shoulder with debridement of the labrum, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, and bursectomy. For the postoperative diagnoses were redundant superior labrum with impingement and bursitis. Paired therapy again was rendered on the dates described. Paired she followed up with Dr. Wong through 5/31/23. He found her to have excellent range of motion and strength. Period. He then advised her to continue with home exercises. Period. He discharged her from care to increase activities as tolerated. Period. Physical exam, upper extremities. There was healed surgical scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction was to 155 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was full but elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders, normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Spine, cervical, normal. And thoracic, normal. Impressions. Adia Davis has filed a claim petition alleging repetitive activities caused injuries to her left shoulder and left arm per her claim petition. Period, however, she currently did not describe such a mechanism of injury. Period, she related a single precipitating event when she helped a passenger who had fallen on the bus. Period. She initially was treated conservatively with activity modification and therapy. Period. Left shoulder MRI was done on 2/20/19 to be inserted here. Period. She also had the benefit of orthopedic treatment with Dr. DeMorant. Period. She had improvement, but then had a return of her symptoms. Period. Another MRI of the left shoulder was done on 11/2/22 to be inserted. Period. On 1/23/23, Dr. Wong performed surgery to be inserted. Period. She followed up with him postoperatively through 5/31/23. Period. She had a very good exam and was cleared for full duty. Period. In prior to the current examination, she found her hair to be fashioned in a way that would necessitate use of the extremities above shoulder height. Period. She did have minimally decreased left shoulder abduction. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulders were negative. Period. There was no weakness or atrophy, nor was there any tenderness to palpation. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability attributable to the left shoulder, period, and that is, there is 0% permanent partial disability at the left arm, period, and that is the end.